Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. It's been a while. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We bless your holy name because there's none like unto thee. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are everything. And rightfully so. Because everything is you. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you for not ending it on the cross. Thank you so much for seeing it through. Thank you so much for what you have in store for us in eternity. We are so grateful. Blessed be you, O God, for not leaving us comfortless. Thank you, Spirit of God, for your direction, for your nudges, for your urge, for your touch, and for your push. No trainer can be better than you. No coach can do it better than you do. So we say, blessed be you, O God, for who you are, and for all your wondrous works. Thank you. Come and dwell in your people. This is your tabernacle. Thank you so much for choosing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved of God, you're welcome to another episode of a songwriter's devotional, Grace Place. It's been a while since we last, had something doing with each other. But yeah, it came on so strong on me today. Daniel, jump on Anchor. Daniel, jump on Anchor and drop an episode. So yes, I don't know who this is for, but I believe that a life will be changed as we read through the scripture today. And we're taking our reading from the book of Psalms. I know we all love the book of Psalms. We're taking our reading from the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 48. It's a psalm of David. We're going to do the entire chapter. It's a 14-verse chapter. So we're going to rush through it. But listen carefully. God bless you as you do. A song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the old earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her places, in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Amen. Oh, this is so awesome. This is so wonderful. Why so being that I was asking God just barely a few minutes ago, say, God, what is really happening? After all the signs that we've seen coming together, it's the frequency at which sign after sign kept unfolding, made us think that a whole lot was gonna happen, but maybe in the next episode we'll talk about that. Because what I realized was that Jesus Christ told us that when he returns, that things will be going on as usual. Things will be going on normally. People will be doing what they do, just like in the days of Noah. Remember? Just like in the time of Lot. So it struck me, I think that was a few days back, or a few weeks back, that that the way we were expecting the Great Tribulation to be, it might not just be that way. It might just be like normal. And then, all of a sudden, it happens. So I was just telling God, say, God, why are things not happening, you know, the way we were anticipating them to happen? Not that I'm a fan of, you know, not that I'm a fan of gloom and doom. No, that's not what I'm saying. But all the words of the prophets have come to pass. So we were now expecting the narrative of suffering, torture, and the rest of the things, you know, gathering up everybody that refuses to get this thing, you know. That's what I was expecting. On the other hand, not that I wanted, I'm thinking of but that is, it has to happen in 2022 or 2022, it should have happened in 2021, no. Because there's still a build-up going. Like the Bilderberg Group, they just made themselves. Of course, if you don't know what the Bilderberg Group is, probably should just Google that up. You know, they gather themselves, the George Soros of this world, they gather themselves and then they, you know, as it is with them, top secret, secret meetings. So, yes, things are going on, left, right, and center, subliminally. I hope I said that right. Subliminally, things are going on. It's just for the observers to be able to pick it up and then, you know. Yes, truthfully so. And then, you know, a whole lot has been happening that we don't need to pay deaf ears to. Layers upon layers upon layers of events. Like the World Health Organization did meet. I don't know, they were supposed to, you know, go into this agreement with all the world leaders. I think it was the president of the United States, Joe Biden, that had forwarded this thing to the World Health Organization that they should, you know, seize emergency powers in all the nations of the earth in case of, you know, another outbreak or another pandemic. They can just step in, you know, and then take over from, you know, the government of that particular nation. And then, you know, run the place in a way that they can curtail, you know, that medical emergency. So it was just like, you know, you know, we've spoken about this since 2020, that we are seeing these guys handing their powers, you know, over to the beast. Yeah, they're looking at countries like Africa, you know, the rest of the world, maybe the third world countries and the developing countries of the world, that they are not, that they don't have what it takes to be able to handle or manage, you know, health crisis of such scale like what we just had with the corona, and then what is coming with the monkey. I don't know if you know about the monkey and what's happening with the monkey. And I don't want to say I told you, but we've all been talking about the next pandemic, that something else is coming, you know. That they can't just let this slide like that. They can't just let this go to bed like that. But all we pray is that in the middle of this, I remember when those monkeys in America were released. You know, people in the Truth or community, they just jumped up and then they started talking about it. You know, that there's something that is going to happen with monkeys. You know, some mentioned monkeypox and the rest of the things. And it sounded like a joke. So somebody connected the monkeypox reaction to what is in the scripture, and I don't really know the book that this is in, but it speaks about those that have received the mark having sores on their body, you know. So yeah, things are happening, and like we said in the Bible, things don't happen the way you anticipate them to happen. There was this prophecy, I know I've said this before, but there was this thing that Jesus Christ asked his disciples if they had swords. And they said, yeah, they have two swords. And he said, yes, it is enough. And it was in fulfillment of the prophecy that he was numbered among criminals. I don't know if you get it, or I know you get it, with all due respect. So that is how it is. So, you know, while we're looking for maybe a great tribulation where everybody's going to be like, it might happen. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. But link it. Link Jesus' return to the words that he said that it will be business as usual. Then all of a sudden, the stars of heaven will start dropping. So, yeah, looking at it from that perspective, it got me thinking. Will it be as grievous as we always believed it will be? Because somebody once said that the Great Tribulation might not be in intensity, but it might be in coverage. That it will be happening everywhere in the world at the same time, that there will be no place to run to. So somebody suggested that. And I think that, yeah, I took it with a pinch of salt, but I still took it anyway. So may God bless us. May God help us. May God keep us ready. May God keep us watching. And I also had this thing to say because I moved to see my cousins, and then you know, let me not talk about it, but may God help us. May God cover us, because he said that he will cover us, he will keep us from the hour of temptation that will be upon the world. May he cover us so that even if we are in the same space with people that have been marked, that we should not, you know, by any means possible, we should not partake in what the devil has planned against the people of God and us being his primary target. May God help us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Beloved of God, we have a song. And at the end of the song, please sing along with us. God bless you. At the end of the song, I just want you to know that I love you. But my love for you cannot be compared to the one that paid the price for you on the cross of Calvary. Thank you so much. God bless you. I would love for us to share this same space some other time soon. I don't know. We leave it for Jesus. Blessed be his name. Praise thee, the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved of God, it's a sing-along. God bless you as you do. Thank you, Jesus. To do is love you. Oh, oh. All I want to do is love you. You are the air I breathe, song I sing, in you I find melody. Given life to me, brought me into your arms where I find rest. Oh, all I want to do is love you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. That's my daily prayer. That's my daily cry. That I may love you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise thee, the Lord.